Okay, so this is the January 23rd, 2018 meeting of the audit committee, or the PNB. And right now, the chair has resigned, so Aki Tanaka, the secretary, is acting as interim chair until a pro tem chair is selected. And I'm going to call the roll first, okay? So Grace Allen?
Here.
Grace is here. Ahmad Anderson? Not on yet. Benito Diaz?
He wants to say he couldn't make it.
Oh, okay. All right. Elaine Duncan? Not on. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez is here. Judy Hewlett? Judy?
Here, here.
Sorry? Yeah, Judy is here. All right. William Hewlett?
Present.
Yeah, Hewlett is here. Ken Loeffler?
Here.
Ken Loeffler is here. And P.K. McCary? Okay, she's not on yet. Dorothy? Dorothy White?
Here.
Dorothy is here. Irene? Rosa? Irene Lawson?
I'm here.
Lawson? Lawson, yes. Lawson, yeah. James Egerton?
Here.
James is here. And Tanaka is here. So we have 9 people at the moment. So who would like to assume that? How would you like to select the pro tem chair? Well, who wants to volunteer?
Aki, this is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Sure, Grace.
I'm not sure. I'm willing to be the chair for this meeting as a pro tem chair, but also I was wondering, does the chair have to be a director? Does anyone know whether the chair has to be a director?
I don't think I saw that.
Why would
That? This is William. That's not in any kind of rules anywhere.
Okay.
I don't think so.
In which case, I would strongly recommend either Eileen Rosin, who has been very active on this committee and diligent, or Jamie Gomez, who's the chair of our has done a great job as the chair of our KPFK localization board, and also has auditor experience.
Well, I've never chaired one of these meetings and don't really know all the formalities, so I think I would be a little bit, you know, in outer space. So I hope Jamie will do it.
I was actually going to defer to Eileen, but I'm not sure at this point. I'm not going to totally decline, but I'm hoping that Eileen doesn't totally decline either.
All right, let's help that.
Let's see.
So Wilson's back.
Okay. I mean, I can try, but I'm not sure I'm really prepared. I haven't read through everything. I've read through some of it.
Well, you saw the Grace's agenda, right?
Yes, I've got that.
Okay, all I have to do is walk down that thing.
Okay, actually, I'm looking for that. I printed it out. Let me just find it. I wasn't expecting to have to be this ready.
I sent it out at 4:04 p.m. Western time.
Oh, here it is. I've got it.
Yeah.
Along with, what is an audit committee do? Okay. All right, I guess I can try.
Okay.
And then we all have to have patience and forgive me for, you know, getting
all
anything
right.
wrong
you
and not
it.
Knowing how to rule on a motion or something.
Okay. Good.
All right, so timekeepers. We need 2 kinds, right? We need for the sections and for each person. Who would like to keep time for the sections?
No, I can do the section. I'll keep tab of the section here.
Okay, who's that?
This is
Tabunaki?
Uh-huh.
You could just say Aki. You don't. You're the only Aki here. Okay, who would like to keep time for the individual speaking? Volunteer?
This is Grace. I'll do it if nobody else wants to.
Okay.
All right.
And remind me, what? How much time do we leave for people?
A minute and a half, usually.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
and,
so...
what are the things... Can you just give me a real quick 25-word or less? What are the things I get to rule on or decide on? What do I need to be most active on looking out for?
Otis. Oh, by the way, Otis. Looks like...
Otis might be on mute there.
Just takes me a second to get back when you call me. What did you want?
I'm sorry. It looks like Sasha Futran is back. She's on the call. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sasha.
All right.
Sasha is on staff chat.
And the PK McCary is on the call, too. Hi, PK. All right. So there are 11 people. PK and Sasha
are on.
Okay, so let's go on the agenda item then. First thing is agenda approval, so 10 minutes on that.
All right. Wow, it's like numbers 1 through 8 are just, you know, administrative stuff before we even get to the... Well, which items are some of these items on this agenda in the closed meeting?
Grace?
Or are all of them meant to be in the open meeting?
I did not make an agenda for the closed meeting. I would say that probably 8 and 9 would and 10 would be the same, except we would take up anything that could not be discussed publicly. That makes sense.
Okay, or maybe 9 and 10.
Okay.
Right.
You can go into the processing when the moment comes in. Okay.
Can I have just one moment to organize myself? I would like to see if we have any updates on this high priority snapshot of high priority projects. But that's not specifically mentioned on here.
No, I don't believe there's any update. Has anyone else seen one?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Otis, is Otis in the central office? Where does Otis sit?
I'm not sure where Otis is located.
I think Otis works out of his own home, which is in the suburb of Houston.
Okay. All right. Pinky. 2016 audit is one of these. This is from Sam. Okay. I guess we should leave the retirement plan and the 2016 audit conversations for the closed session. Does that sound right?
Well, the progress of the 2016 audit, I don't believe, is confidential.
No, it wouldn't be. You're right.
No. So the only thing that would be confidential would be critical comments or analysis or something negative about either the auditor or the CFO, in terms of just progress of the audit or other financial matters related to the audit. Could be discussed,
sure.
I believe, in open session. So I don't know if we want to continue with a closed session after this, but the only thing that would be appropriate for closed session would be any discussion of if we wanted to have a talk about personnel matters or anything else that we
right. It's yeah. It's just that I am looking at this document from, I guess, Sam. That's dated January 8th, and at the top it says confidential, to be discussed in closed session only. But I think you're probably right. A lot of it does not need to be in closed session. Okay.
I think that when, you know, a lot of the report would be considered closed session, but in terms of for the audit committee, a lot of it is not necessarily sensitive. I'll leave it up to this committee to understand that anything that might be construed as being negative about staff or management would have to be reserved till we have till we meet in closed session a little later. Does that make sense?
Sure. Makes sense. Okay.
All right. So in that case, we can proceed with this agenda. Does anyone want to add or change anything that's on it right now?
I have a question about the confidential nature of Sam's report. I mean, it's so very extremely negative, which I know we're trying to repair our image. We're trying to raise money. We're trying to do a lot of things. I suppose we don't want to do those things under false pretenses, but to what extent do we want the apparently horrible financial condition of the foundation to be a public matter? You know, is there anything we should consider not making public that isn't already?
I'm not sure there's very much that isn't public, frankly. I'm sorry, Grace, you were going to say?
Financial reality is not considered confidential, to my knowledge. Unless anyone else has, nor should it be. Does anyone else have anything contradictory? I don't think so.
Okay.
Right, and in fact, Grace, you may be able to speak to some of the advances, you know, the work you've been doing with Nancy. So I don't know if everybody's up to date on that. But when we get to that point, maybe you can fill us in.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I just lost the agenda. Where to go?
Here's William. Hair wagon. Question.
Go ahead, Mary.
I could. I'm driving and I haven't seen the agenda. Could someone read the agenda?
Yes, I'll do that. We've already called to order and done the roll call, selection of timekeepers. We are on agenda approval. That is to be followed by minutes approval, excused absences. Then we've already done the election of the chair pro tem. Then we are to set the schedule for the next two meetings. Then we get to more substantive items. Item 9 is discussion of the auditor's response to questions from audit committee members. And then the discussion of the CFO's reports. Then point 11 is next steps, and then we adjourn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so move to approve the agenda then.
Yes, I think so. Let me just say, James, I haven't actually had the chance to read this entire document from Sam, so your inputs will probably be helpful as to where we should and shouldn't tread.
But I think Grace's point was well made.
Yeah.
Point that these things are not secret.
Okay. All right. So, is the agenda approved then? Anybody? Do I have to take a roll call on that?
Just ask an objection. Just ask if there's any objection.
Nice. Any objections? Okay, I hear none. The agenda is approved. We don't actually have minutes from the last meeting to approve. Aki sent us out the agenda from the September meetings, and I guess that's what we discussed. I think I would, I personally would rather see minutes to approve than rather rely on my memory. I don't know what others think.
Well, what I'll do is that I'll put the minutes out. I just didn't realize I was caught off guard, so I'll have the minutes for you people for the 9/11. Not today,
that's
but for the next one, okay? All right.
Okay, so let's skip over that for now because you can't really approve them. Okay, excuse absences. Aki, you have the list.
Yeah, there's no, I don't think I got any.
Yes, I got an email from Elaine Duncan requesting that her absence be excused, and also Benito an email, I think, to everybody asking for an excused absence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Benito, so in that case, move to excuse Benito and Elaine then.
Okay.
This is Dorothy. I just want to say that this point of personal whatever, I don't know, I'm going to have to leave the meeting at a certain point because I have another meeting on Tuesday, which I had changed the meeting on Monday. I've gotten out of those meetings so I could attend the audit committee meetings on Monday. Now it's on Tuesday. Well, I have a meeting on Tuesday. I cannot get out of it because I'm the chair of it. So.
Okay, sure.
So I see what time will you have to... Okay, do you know what time you have to leave?
But I have to go drive to it, so I may fall off because I'll be driving.
Okay. I don't know if our meetings will continue to be on Tuesdays. I don't see why they should necessarily.
Right.
Perhaps.
So when you're scheduling them, if I'm not here, Monday is good for me.
Okay.
This is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Go ahead, Grace.
Yes, that's the next thing on the agenda, to set schedule for the next two meetings.
Right.
I think we should try to revert back to Mondays.
Okay, agreed.
Can we do that with 6 days' notice for next Monday, or do we have to have 7 days' notice?
Don't know the rules.
I think that we should meet every week for at least a couple of weeks because the 2016 audit is really delayed. And we have a deadline of February 14th, 2018 to complete the audits or else we may lose our nonprofit status. So I think it's really important that this committee meet and discuss what we want to do about that.
May I make a suggestion, James? Because I do believe the 7 days is required. Why don't we notice today for 7 days from today for a meeting on Tuesday and then notice in the future for Mondays?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So let's see what the excuse would be. Hold on.
Can I just add something? Given that the importance of meeting on a regular basis and proceeding with our business, I don't think we want a Monday meeting a week from 6 days from today questioned and canceled and fooled around with. This way, it will be safe.
Okay, so we are looking at January 30th for the next meeting. A week from tonight, and then February 5th for the following meeting.
Okay.
Monday, and we'll notice that in advance. Yeah?
Okay, sure.
And 30th, February 5th. Okay. And are those meetings to begin at, 8:30 Eastern?
Right. Uh-huh.
5:30 Pacific. Does that work? Okay. And do we need to include closed sessions there, or should these just be hour-long open sessions? How can we know that in advance?
We should probably, because we'll probably want to speak with the auditor either next week or the week after, we should probably schedule both a closed and an open session.
Okay. And we can always cancel either one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's done. All right, next point is, all right, so now we're on discussion of auditor's response to questions from audit committee members.
Elaine, I'm sorry, Eileen, can I be recognized for a moment?
Yes, Grace.
Before we get into the next agenda item, I'd like to suggest that we approve the housekeeping we've done so far for the closed session as well, so we don't have to go all, over all of that. That would be the excused absences and the election of the chair pro tem. I would move that we excuse the absences and accept you as the chair pro tem for the closed session as well as the open session, and that the schedule for the next two meetings be also for the closed as well as the open session.
I'm all for that. Does anyone second that? Can I second it?
Second.
I don't think seconds are necessary in committees.
Okay. Like I said, I don't know what is and isn't.
No, that's okay. We appreciate being willing to be.
All right. Let's agree on that so we don't have to waste time on formalities. Let me get to the closed session, which is only 32 minutes away, so we should get going. All right, so for discussion of the auditor's response to questions from audit committee members, I wish I could remember what my questions were. Grace, do you have those handy? Do you remember what they were? I'm looking at the confidential report from auditor and CFO report, January 8th. With a message from the auditor, but I have got to scan it.
Yes, the questions were, to whom it may concern, as members of the Pacifica Audit Committee, we would like a brief update on the progress after the 2016 Pacifica audit.
Right.
Probably the entire committee on this email, et cetera. So, and then,
okay.
Mr. Regalia gave the update.
Okay. I see. So we have February 14th.
That is in an email that was sent
January
this afternoon, 8th. Today, Eastern Time.
Gotcha.
I sent it. I put it in an email today. So you could have everything in one document, in one email. And that went.
Does everybody have a copy of? I'm looking at it. Does everyone have a copy, or do we need to read it aloud? If anyone would like us to read it aloud, please say something.
This is William. It's not too long.
Yes. Okay.
It's not too long. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll just do that. So, current status of the audit for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2016. We received the signed engagement letter. We have successfully filed a quote-unquote protective Form 990 tax return with the IRS and a quote-unquote protective Form 199 with the FTB, I guess that's a California thing, and Form RRS-1 with the Attorney General, respectively. We have successfully applied for an extension to comply with the Attorney General's request to have audited financial statements for fiscal year ending 9/30/16 submitted as late as February 14th, 2018. That is not far away at all. Okay, next point. We have provided management with a detailed list of documents we will need for the audit and tax engagements. That was sent in late June to mid-July of this past year. We have received very preliminary financial schedules for the fiscal year 16 to begin our planning procedures. This was received between mid-July and early August, the 2017. We have begun our review of some of the preliminary financial data provided so far. We have been instructed by management that the remainder of the audit materials will not be available until the books have been closed and fully reconciled. And then we are poised and ready to perform the bulk of the audit work related to the September 2016 fiscal year as soon as the accounting department provides us with their estimated time frame and as soon as the accounting department uploads the detailed schedules we have requested to our web portal. We are prepared to submit another request to the California Attorney General requesting an additional extension of time with respect to the completion of the audited financial statements. That's his list. So,
thank you.
Hi, is everyone okay? Just checking. Stone silence. I think we should certainly ask him to submit that request to the California Attorney General. No, that last point.
This is Julie. It seems that we're going to be hard pressed to get all of this done by February 14th. So that strikes me as appropriate.
Yes.
Thanks for the fact.
Okay, I just want to pose a question. Do we have representation from all five offices here? I think we do. Who's here from Texas? Anyone?
Let's see.
PK's from Texas.
I'm here. I'm just not.
Hi, Jesus. That's okay.
Hi, everybody.
No, just,
Happy New Year.
Hi.
But I'm texting.
Okay. Right. That's okay. Who's here from Berkeley? Who's from Berkeley?
Tanaka. Tanaka is from Berkeley.
Oh, right.
Berkeley.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. We've got PFW, BAI. Okay. I guess we have everybody. And the reason I wanted to check was to see if any of us either had information on how our respective stations' audits or audit prep is going, and or if we need to take anything back to them from this committee. That's a question I pose to anyone who wants to answer. And now I recognize Grace.
Okay. I believe in one of the CFO's reports, he stated that they asked for further extension until May, and it was denied. And
From the IRS or?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. And that they're going to try again if the auditor agrees that with the CFO that a good faith effort is being made, they will resubmit that request. I believe it's to the California Registry of Charitable Trusts.
I see.
It's on page 2.8.
Okay. So I think it's very important that everything be done that can be done to ensure that we do make a good faith effort to start and make progress on the 2016 audit so that that extension will be gotten and so that we actually do get that audit completed.
Excuse me. Okay. I wonder what the status is with the for the federal tax return. If we can get any extension there. I mean, we're already past the second normal extension, so I just don't know. So
may I read it?
No.
As we will not be able to meet this deadline on February 14th, and we'll have to file for another extension. However, we will have to demonstrate all good faith efforts and have to outline all steps taken to complete the audits. I've talked to the auditors, and they have expressed their support, given proper attention is paid to accomplishing this task.
Okay. Well, what do we need to do as a committee? Just acquire information from our respective stations as to how they're doing on the list? On assembly of the information?
Julie, could
I? Is there something more that we should do? Go ahead, Julie.
So point F, which follows, is recently we've initiated hiring of a contractor to assist in audit preparations and during the audit itself. This help is greatly needed. It typically takes 4 to 6 weeks to hire a new person, and then it takes another 6 weeks to bring that person on. So they don't expect that to happen until March 2018. And so one question I think I have for the national office is, and the CFO is the contractor on board, and, you know, are the answers to the schedules that that the auditor sent back in his comments, you know, have the schedules been uploaded as requested?
Mm-hmm.
And I realize you don't know the answer, that we have to ask the CFO.
Right. What I'm understanding from point F is that they have a contractor, a consultant to help right now, but that someday they'll get a new full-time person, a permanent person, I think. I think point F touches on two different items.
I think he's only saying he's initiated the hiring of a contractor. It sounds like as of the date of the letter, it hasn't been accomplished.
Hasn't been accomplished.
We expect the new hire, when actually hired, will become effective somewhere around March 2018. Previous speaker mentioned.
Maybe. I guess I'm reading it a little differently, but I don't know. We'll have to ask. Let's get the status on that anyway. Get status.
Request for information.
Go ahead.
This is Grace. James, can you read that section? So it's clear. Is there a contractor now? You know, what is happening? Can you?
Doesn't seem like as of the date of the letter. It says recently we have initiated hiring of a contractor to assist in audit preparations during the audit itself. This help is greatly needed, as we have not been able to fill the position that was left vacant by Efren Larinus, interim controller, that resigned in June 2017. This will not be a new position. It typically takes 4 to 6 weeks to hire a new person, and then it takes another 6 weeks to provide some training so that the new person can become effective. We expect the new hire, when actually hired, will become effective somewhere around March 2018. That's the whole section F.
Yeah. Again, it's not entirely clear to me. It's a little fuzzy. You can't tell for sure if we're talking about somebody's hiring temporarily to help now, and then we'll go on to fill the position. You may be totally right. But obviously we can't wait till March 2018 to do this. So
can I comment on that?
Yeah.
I agree with you that it is vague.
Wait,
it says they initiated the hiring. They say they expect the person to become effective somewhere around March 2018. And
you know what? I'm going to interrupt
the
for a minute.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just March 2018. I forgot it was already 2018. That seems like far in the future. I just realized that's now. Sorry, I take it all back. Okay. But still, we want to get the status.
We don't know from the date of the letter until now whether if they expect that person to be effective around 2018, we assume they've probably hired them because they say it takes 4 to 6 weeks to hire, and then another 6 weeks to provide some training. So according to that, they should have hired him 2 months ago, or at least
seven weeks
ago.
Let's see. We need the various overtures and the shortage of staff. All right. And then the next point G is interesting because it makes it even less clear. Let me read this aloud. National office has a very small staff which is busy in multitude of projects. FY 2016 audit is a high priority project and we are giving full attention, but we also get pulled into various other urgent demands. Shortage of staff is a serious bottleneck in expediting this more quickly. It is both a time and money issue. The experienced staff is so busy that they cannot spare any time in training a new person, even though we may bring in a new contractor. So this capacity constraint is a serious limiting factor when so many projects are pending at the same time. Right. Oh, that gets very confusing. Yeah, we'll have to get that status. Who would be the one to request information from Sam? I can write to him if you like. With any and all questions that we may have for him that come out of this meeting.
You would. That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Agreed.
Thank you.
And feel free to send any additional things that occur to you, whether later or tomorrow. I will try to write to him tomorrow to get info. Okay? So... again, though, what should we just check in on our respective stations and see how they feel they're doing? I know WPFW was hiring an additional person to help with audit prep. Does anybody else have something like that going on at their stations or need to do something like that? Right. Mm-hmm.
Grace?
Go ahead.
Yes, I will ask Barry Brooks, our business manager, what the status is of our audit preparation for the 2016 audit, if he's working
on that. Barry. Okay, Barry's in your office then? Barry sits in L.A.?
Yes. I know he's
okay,
been helping out with the WBAI and WPFW financial reporting also, so I will ask him for an update. For any update he can give, and then I'll report it back to this committee.
Okay.
So I will take care of KPFK, and maybe we should assign one person from each station to check on progress of the 2016 audit for their station. I will take over KPFK and any information that Barry can give about WPFW and WBAI.
Got it.
This is William.
Well,
comment.
William, go ahead.
The stations have completed their initial work, hopefully, a long time ago, after September 30th, 2017. And now what the only thing which should remain should be the any questions from or requests from the CFO or financial office, or it's like there's not really anything going on right now until they get asked questions. Well, what about this? What about that? They tell them what schedule to make. If they haven't done that yet, there's no work to be done.
Okay.
Jamie, for the staff.
Julie, go ahead, Jamie. Who was that, Julie? Okay.
Yes. So Barry Brooks in Los Angeles has proven himself very capable, and I would suggest if the national controller position is at a higher rate that we consider recommending him as controller.
Okay. Somebody can... propose that to him if he wants to throw his hat in the ring.
That would mean That would mean that we would
point of order. Any kind of personnel matters like this would have to be in closed session.
Yeah, and I also don't think we need to get into staff hiring right now. So thanks for the idea, Jamie.
It's perfectly fine, but a discussion would have to be in closed session.
Right.
And I have no criteria, to make any comments, and probably most of us don't. And that's all I've got on that. So, Julie was on the stack.
Yeah, so when looking back at the responses to our question from Doug Regalia, his next to the last bullet point said, we are poised, and so this was from January 8th, he said, we are poised and ready to perform the bulk of the audit work related to the September 2016 fiscal year as soon as the accounting department provides us with their estimated time frame and as soon as the accounting department uploads the detailed schedules we have requested to our web portal. So, that's the end of what it says, that bullet point. And so I guess my question, and I assume it's really posed to Sam, the CFO, but if somebody thinks differently as to who we pose it to, please weigh in. But I think our question is, has that been done? And if not, how close are we to being able to make sure that, Regalia has everything they need to proceed.
That is good. I'm looking for that printout again. So I can note that that is another question to put to Sam. Hang on a second. Here we go. Okay. Thanks. I'm just noting this. Has this been done? Okay. All right. Thank you, Julie. Before I send anything to Sam, any list of questions, I will read all this over more carefully to see what else, is begging for clarification.
This is great. I have a question.
Go ahead.
For Sam. I wrote it down. It's our understanding that the network-wide fundraiser in early 2017 raised $240,000 earmarked for the 2015 and 2016 audits. The 2015 audit cost $85,000. Is the remainder still available to complete the 2016 audit, as well as possibly at least beginning the 2017 audit?
But we want to know how that money was spent. What was it, $240,000, give or take?
I believe, uh-huh. And I think that, does anyone recall? I believe that was the amount that was raised, and I believe the audit cost $85,000. Is that correct?
The 2015.
Yeah.
We'll just ask for that information.
Pardon me?
We'll just ask for that information. How much was spent for the 2015 audit? An estimate on 2016, since it's not done, and what will be left for 2017?
I remember hearing the report. This is James for the stack. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I remember hearing a report that, and I don't recall where, so I have to be... take it with a grain of salt, that money for the audit was diverted into preparations for bankruptcy.
Oh, that. Okay. Which, should not have happened. But I'll still just ask, what happened to the money that was raised? Okay. I'll ask how much might have been spent on preparations for the bankruptcy. Because that was a That was a national effort, right? Everybody participated in that day of fundraising?
Right. So.
Okay. I might check on that, how that worked. Okay, that's great. Any other questions occur to anybody right now?
Yeah, Ken Lawful for the fact.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I don't know. This may seem silly, but this question is not asked is even sillier. How are we, just in general, long term, how do we look as if are we ever going to get the CPB money again? Because we need it pretty badly. Can we only get it after the 2017 audit, or can we get it already after the 2016 audit is complete?
I personally am not sure. I would have to check for what the funding cycles were, the CPB's funding cycles, when you have to send your request and when they make grants or disbursements. Is anybody familiar with that?
The audits have to be up to date. All our financial reporting has to be up to date.
Correct.
So we will
be eligible until the 2017 audit is completed.
Okay, great.
So the next question would be, of course, the one that Jim brought up, whether if these funds were used for bankruptcy or for something else, that's not very good. But then, how we stand financially, we want to know how we stand financially to be able to complete all the audits. Assuming it's something like $85,000 for all five or six locations, right, including the national office, right?
Yeah, that was the amount of money that.
And that's
for one. Yeah, I'm going to guess that the amount goes up a little bit every year. On the other hand, I would assume that each station and Pacifica's books as a whole get better and cleaner every year. So perhaps, and this isn't just thinking, this should be the way it goes. You get more proficient with preparing your books and your schedule. So I hope that the 2017 audit, if not the 2016, will be a lot easier than the 2014 or 2015 audits. So I realize that doesn't really answer your question, but, they get more expensive when auditors have to spend a lot more time figuring things out because they're not clear or clean. In terms of the long-term outlook, I don't know if anybody on this committee would have a really good grasp on that, but Grace, I'm hoping you will help me here. I understand that we've obtained a $2 million loan, which will help us, I think, pay off the Empire State debt and move forward, and then we'll be obtaining another larger loan that will help us pay down some of our other, payables. Grace, can you elaborate?
What you said is correct. That was reported out. The loan was approved pending a review by our CPB and FCC attorney, who's going to look over the loan documents and approve the final wording.
Is that for the very first loan, the $2 million one?
For the first loan, and then he will review the second loan. The second loan should be available in a month or two. It will pay off the first loan in full, and also be a larger loan. It's also public knowledge, I believe, that there's a building in Berkeley that's owned by Pacifica. We call it the Nakapon National Office Building. Half of it is an old restaurant that's now just used for storage, and the other half houses the national office staff, about four or five staff. And that is has been put on the market for sale.
Oh, it has been already.
Yes.
Okay.
It was listed for sale.
For how much?
$1.5 million.
Thank you.
And
in there.
Does the central office have plans for where they might move?
Well, but I believe that...
Not that relevant, I'm just curious.
probably there will be, as a clause in the sale contract, if we get an acceptable offer, would be a lease back for at least 6 months to a year. So that would give time, and probably some of the proceeds of the sale would be earmarked for renting space for the national office, or the national office could possibly be housed in the KPFA building, which is separate.
Okay.
Block.
Well, this is great news. I hadn't realized that that was in the offing. And I think... if we get the first and second loan and can sell this building, I think that will give us enough resources to pay off other debts and to get ourselves out of our hole and be able to move forward with, at CSW, we have a lot of fundraising ideas. If some of them come true, we'll be in much better shape. I don't know how the other offices are doing with, you know, ramping up fundraising. It's the worst part of being in a nonprofit, in my view.
Hi, Sasha with a question.
Hi, Sasha. Go ahead.
Yeah, since I live a couple of blocks from the national office in KPFA, I'm wondering who the real estate agency is and how they came to that price.
Okay.
Who would you ask? Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. The real estate agent is Nor Hyman Yost. They are commercial realtors. The building was appraised for about $780,000. The management staff, I don't know if it was Bill Kirscher or Sam Agarwal, but one of them decided on the sale price of $1.5 million as the asking price.
When you say building, you're talking about, there are two buildings there. There's the Pacifica office, and then there's the restaurant that closed a number of years ago. Are you talking about both of those?
Yeah, that's actually considered one building, even though it has two addresses.
Okay,
it's a small, just to give some details about the building, it's a small building. I think it's 3,067 square feet, something like that. It's 3,000 zero and then some number square feet, which is fairly small for the both buildings. And it has no parking. And it's in a state of disrepair. It needs quite a bit of renovation. So because of its there are also... restrictions, zoning restrictions on the height of buildings in that area. So there are different situations with that building. One of the main thing is that the two addresses combined, the Nakapon, the restaurant, and the national office, together are only about 3,000 square feet, which is quite small. And there is no
right.
Work.
You know, the zoning heights and so forth in Berkeley has been regularly changed on behalf of builders and specific buildings. And the new building across the street is what I think 4 stories. It's off the top of my head. So I just throw that out there.
I would say that. If we, during our planning and projections, we would go with the appraisal number, you know, not to be too overly optimistic. So,
well, can I
it would be nice to get place. Yes, go ahead.
In speaking to a few commercial real estate agents, appraisals on commercial properties are not as accurate, generally speaking, as residential real estate appraisals because there's simply not as many comparable listings. So, I mean, I think it was a professional appraisal, but that type of appraisal is less accurate than a residential appraisal.
Okay, that's good to know as well.
If I can just throw out there very briefly, you know, one of the things about our residential is that homes regularly sell for, you know, between $200,000 and $300,000 more. And I'm not even talking about in Berkeley now. I'm talking about outside Berkeley. In Berkeley, it's even higher than that. So just throwing that in there, I'm not arguing with you about whether commercial is more or less accurate. I'm just saying that that's what's going on here right now. Our real estate prices are skyrocketing in the entire area.
Okay, that is
one of the highest in the East Bay.
Real estate skyrocketing. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Chair? Yes, Aki.
We just, you know, a little bit over the 20 minutes, so if you want to keep on going, that's okay, but just to let you know that.
Thank you for calling our attention to this. Let me just get a look at our agenda to see if we have covered everything or not. Well, I think the rest of the CFO's documents are really more for the closed session. Except for the point about the Great Plains upgrade. I don't know if we actually need to discuss that right now. Anybody have an opinion? It's point four on page three. Great Plains being the accounting system that they use in the national office. And I gather that it's a very old version of it. What I can't make out here is he mentions that the servers are very old, but it's not clear to me. Does the national office need new servers or... is Otis still on? Maybe he could speak about this a little. Otis, come back. He says it takes a minute for him to get back on. Because I'm curious about the software as well. Otis, are you there? Maybe he's not here. I think we can skip over that then.
Eileen?
Yes?
Great. I have a question for the auditor.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions for the audit committee and or for the CFO regarding facilitating the 2016 audit?
Suggestions as to what we could do?
Yes. Or the CFO.
Uh-huh. As to what we could do or what the CFO could do, or is this question posed to the auditor and to the CFO?
Posed to the auditor. Do you have any suggestions for the auditor?
As to you. Okay, got it. To you. Okay.
I actually wrote a few questions down. I will send that to the audit committee when we're finished.
Yeah, I was going to say that'll be easier. Can you tell us briefly what they touch on?
The ones we've already gone through. I'll read them. I missed one of them.
Oh, okay.
I missed one of them. I think you got it. You wrote it down, though. Questions for the CFO were, one, ask the CFO to clarify whether or not a contractor has been hired and is currently working on the 2016 audit.
Right.
And number two is, it is our understanding that the network-wide fundraiser in early 2017 raised $240,000 earmarked for the 2015 and 16 audits. The 2015 audit cost $85,000. Is the remainder still available to complete the 2016 audit as soon as well as possibly at least beginning the 2017 audit? Was any
right. No, I just wanted to get the sense of these, Grace. You don't need to read the whole thing, especially if you're going to send it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll just send all of these. Unless there are other questions for the auditor or the CFO, I'll add those and send it.
That's great. Yeah, just send them along, and then, like I said, I'll wait until tomorrow. How about if I wait until tomorrow at the end of the day before sending anything off to Sam? I mean, to the auditors, to give everybody a chance. Is that enough time, or shall I wait till Thursday? Does anybody want the extra time to think about it? Hearing none, okay. I'll try to get this out tomorrow, late in the day. I think we have covered everything on our agenda for the open meeting. If nobody has any other opinion on that, we could close the meeting. Adjourn.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Eileen.
Okay.
Thank you, all this.
Yes, thank you. So